Starting in March, more students will be able to return to Boston Public School classrooms. But so far, nearly half of district parents are saying no thank you. Shalonda Johnson is one of them.
I had COVID, like, down to my mom, my dad, my pops. We all had it. And, like, I'm still suffering from the aftermath of COVID. I still got some symptoms that come and go.
Johnson, like all of the families WBUR spoke with, is scared about what the virus might do to her second and eighth grade kids if they got it.
You know, education is number one, but also health, I feel, is above that. And there won't be no education if your child is dead. You have to bury your child.
Research shows younger children are more likely to get mild cases of COVID-19 or remain asymptomatic. Still, Superintendent Brenda Caselius says she understands why a lot of parents might be hesitant to send their kids back into a school building.
When they see it firsthand and they, you know, have to endure through it, that, of course, raises the level of anxiety in a family. However, all of the metrics seem to be headed in the right direction.
It's not just traditional school districts like Boston. Parent hesitancy to return has been a big issue for the area's charter schools, who predominantly serve families of color. Most started the year remotely, but just like BPS, many of the schools are starting to bring more students back into buildings. Rhonda Nikki Barnes is the head of the KIPP Academy Charter Public School Network in Massachusetts. She says for a long time, a majority of parents said they weren't interested in hybrid learning.
We explicitly reached out to families in Boston and Lynn and said we could run a very small program for you if you want to come back. They said, no, we are nervous about this virus.
Now, about half of KIPP families say they want to come back to classrooms. What changed? Well, there will be optional routine surveillance testing once the schools reopen. Because, Barnes explains, it's just not enough to hear about general research that shows low transmission in schools. People want to know what's happening at their child's school building.
We show how this group of kids came back, how our systems worked, and then that means people have more faith in it.
Faith and trust are things that parent leader Shalina Semexon is hearing about from other families right now, too.
I definitely believe people of color, Black people, like myself, the thing about us is the level of, I mean, can we trust you? How can we trust you?
Semexon says she's still nervous that her fourth and sixth graders might get COVID-19, but she's decided to let them head back into the classroom this spring. Semexon says she likes that KIPP will be reopening slowly. For parent David Knock Daniel, that slow start is also providing some peace of mind.
If your friends are able to go there for 1, 2, 3 weeks and nothing happens, then at least you can also go be part of it.
KIPP leaders and Boston Public School officials are hoping that improved communication and transparency will also help ease parent fears. Like many public schools across the state, they've developed an online dashboard for parents to check infection rates in the school buildings, and they've been sharing information from sanitizing and mask policies to ventilation system upgrades. But for some parents, like Shalonda Johnson, it's still not enough.
For me, it's not a trust issue. Why would we want to send our children back to school when there's a new strand that just entered this area?
Studies are underway to determine how effective the vaccines are against the new variants. But many school leaders say there are also risks with staying remote, like anxiety and depression from the social isolation and learning loss. That's why BPS Superintendent Caselia says in-person learning needs to at least be an option on the table for families. And she adds she's confident in how effective the district's mitigation strategies are.
Knock on wood, we have not had one case that we are aware of transmission in schools. You know, there's no 100% foolproof protocol, but all of them together really does act as a pretty strong wall.
She's hopeful that as the spring rolls on, more parents will feel comfortable sending their kids back into the classroom. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.